Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Wednesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. It'd be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Little Springs.
It'd be a little weird. The Big Springs, no. I don't know about the Big Springs.
Well, is there
Little Springs?
Yeah, you got me curious now. Is there a Big Springs? We got Big Level, Bigby Valley, Bigby, Biggersville, but no Big Springs.
Okay.
So we know that for next time.
You can't have a Little Springs and not a Big Springs.
That exactly. Exactly.
Unless it's Strange Brew. Strange Brew can do whatever
they can do whatever they want. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. The Mississippi Beef Council wants to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Yesterday was the last day to vote or to nominate for your favorite burger joint and steakhouse here in the state of Mississippi. So those polls will be coming up very soon. We will get you those links, and you can vote for your favorite place to go. Give the great places around our state the pub they deserve. And, of course, go eat at them this weekend or any weekend. It's always a great time to get a steak. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. The holidays are here, guys. It's time to go ahead and start doing that holiday shopping. Get it under the tree right now with a trip to College Corner. Two locations in the Jackson area, originally by Fleet Feet, followed by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Priority One Bank, 16 locations here to serve you throughout central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and show you not only how they're going to help you invest and manage your money, now they're going to help you prepare for the future. Now more than ever, when you have a question about your money, you need an answer. You need to talk to a banker who knows you, not just your money. You want a bank that gives you a level of service you're only going to get with Priority One Bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. I know what you're thinking right now. Robbie was thinking it too when he walked in the door. He's like, "What is that? What is that right there?" There's a story. If you're not watching to us on YouTube, I am wearing a Banner M sweatshirt today.
Yes. I was a little disappointed, but
the story makes it worthwhile. So, 2013 is when Joe Galbraith was the SID for Mississippi State football. And then he got a job at Clemson and took it. And has been there ever since. He's actually now like one of their high-up academic guys, which, congrats to him. Never would have guessed that.
Never would have guessed that.
So when he left, he unloaded his closet and gave out a bunch of stuff. And I got all of the 3X stuff that he had. He had some, you know, he had like a couple of pullovers, a couple of shirts, and this sweatshirt. And, you know, I thought, okay, 3X, yeah, I can cram into that. I could not, as the case goes. So, and of course, this is 2013. There is no script state. Interlocking is, you know.
This is all we had.
Yeah, this is all we had. So today, it's cold outside. I'm like, I need to put on something warm. And I see this sweatshirt that I've just kept in the closet for 12 years now. And I was like, I wonder. And I put it on and it fits. So to say, you know, yeah, is it the Banner M? Sure. But is this a comfortable, warm sweatshirt? It absolutely is. So that's why we're wearing it today. It's the first time I've ever worn it, and I looked at it as a sign of triumph.
Nobody can throw shade on you for that.
I think I can get away with it on this one. So, all right. It is Rumblings Day here on the podcast. Rumblings are brought to you by our friends over at Paul Davis Restoration. When disaster strikes, you need a name you can trust. Paul Davis Restoration is here to help you recover from water, fire, mold, or storm damage 24/7. No mention if they can help you recover from 26 turnovers, but that's a story bait for another day. Their expert team provides fast, professional service to restore your home or business to its original condition. But they don't stop at just restoration. They offer property improvement services to make your space better than ever. Paul Davis Restoration, because your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Call them at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in Starkville, if you're in the Golden Triangle, if you're in Tupelo, call Paul Davis Restoration. Let's just jump right in. We got a lot of questions today. And Rob Hadaway getting in there first. I have
VH Dog.
Yeah. I have intentionally not looked up the answer to this question. How do you spell the name of the basketball player whose name sounds like a chore, a chore? A-C-H-O-R space A-C-H-O-R. It's basically spelled the way it would just take the E off of chore.
Yes.
And there's no space between A and chore. So last night the game comes on and my oldest daughter is in there. I was like, Aislinn, you're going to love this. Because I think he scored first. I was like, see the guy just scored? She was like, yeah. I was like, his name is a chore, a chore. And she stared at me for about 30 seconds. Just like,
a chore, a chore.
A chore, a chore.
So, now you go do your chores.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Clean your room.
Get out of here. Rob Hadaway, Ed Sheeran is an unquestionably talented musician and singer. So why is he incapable of crafting even one memorable song? Aw. Well, Ed Sheeran hate early in the morning here.
I'm not a huge Ed Sheeran fan. I don't dislike him. Mm-hmm. Don't like him. I don't care.
I know a couple of his songs just because I've heard them, but like, yeah, I don't seek out his music. So. Last one from Rob. Brian, remember when we were in school and the football postgame radio show included a call-in show with questions for the head coach? Can you imagine that today? What would have been the game in the past 10 years that would have ended this forever? So, they used to do a Thursday, you know, the dog talk show used to take calls, and I called into that a couple of times as a high school kid. The postgame show I never called into. And I mean, yeah, it's cool to do a postgame show when you're winning with like that. But when you're losing, no chance.
Yeah.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah.
The game that stood out to me is like, this would have been the one where people were just like, I can't take anymore. Florida 2018.
Oof.
Losing to Mullen, people would have just lost it on Moorhead.
Right after the Kentucky game.
Yeah. They'd just been like, I can't.
Yeah. The people were kind of all out at that point.
Yeah.
They were done.
So that one, in the last 10 years, that's probably the one. Like, you know, Mullen Egg Bowl 2017. He would have taken a beating because we lose to a terrible Ole Miss team and everybody knows he's out the door and everybody just be like, Coach, what are you doing? You screwed us.
Well, that literally happened in the press
conference. It did happen, yeah.
Remember?
Channel 5 News, yeah, was there. Broken Fairchild, how much more do you think State will spend in the portal? How much more do you think State will spend in the portal to get to 8 or 9 wins? So if we think they spent $15 million this year, right? Isn't that what we think? Between 15 and 20?
Around.
Okay. Probably got to go to like 25. At least
20, 25, yeah, probably.
Yeah, it feels right.
Yeah, and that, I mean, you're probably going to have to, there's probably going to need to be some changes too,
yeah,
within the staff. Whether I don't know what he's going to do with the staff, but at the very least, he probably needs to add people to this staff too. Mm-hmm. So there's still going to need to be some investment, you know.
Also from Brogan, what phone game have you found to be the most addicting? So, I used to play Fruit Ninja. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
That was a fun game.
Slice the watermelon?
Yeah, it was great. And then I did Candy Crush for a little while. I was like, eh.
I did like that.
Yeah.
Snake.
Now we're going old school now.
Nokia.
Yeah, yeah. That was
like, it's like just black.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That I played for hours.
Yeah.
On a Nokia. Because you could. Because a Nokia battery would last until the rapture.
When that thing was like flying and you're like just trying to avoid the tail of it.
Just pounding the keys, yeah.
Sitting there in the back of my dad's preaching and I'm just sitting there in church playing mm-hmm. that on my Nokia phone.
It's fine. So now I play a game. What is it exactly called here? It's called Bricks Ball Crusher, which isn't a great name. Eh. But what I like about this game is that I found a cheat. Like, I don't know that they know there's a glitch in the game. So I'll share it with you if you play this game. And I play this game. I don't play it for money or anything, right? So it's just a time waster. But you go to the game, and while your ball – so it's like an Arkanoid kind of game, right? You aim balls at bricks, and they break.
Mm-hmm.
If while you're in mid, the balls are shooting out – this is I know it sounds terrible. I get it. I can't do anything about it, right? I can't – this is what the game is. You pause the game – and then you go to the place where you can pay money to like add stuff. I don't ever buy anything, but you just go to that menu and then you come back to the game. It doesn't come down. Like the next level of bricks won't come down. So you can clear the level and then go. And then when you're ready to go on, you can. So I don't know how I discovered that, and I don't know that I've searched for it on Google. Nobody ever talks about it. Maybe it's not a very popular game, but
Why would anybody spend money on that? But that's
oh,
like
there are people who do.
that is crazy.
There are
Like
people who do.
like these people scam people into like
Yeah.
spending money, and like there is no
Well,
return on this.
there's this ESPN thing, right? With the solitaire thing. So Stephen A. Smith started advertising for a game called Solitaire Clash, right? And I get the ads for that all the time. And it's one of those things like you can win real money playing solitaire. People are like, housewives are winning $500 a day playing solitaire. I mean, it's obviously a scam, right? So like the company that did this admitted in court, oh yeah, we put bots into these tournaments so
Yeah,
that
of
they can
course.
win. Stephen A. Smith is advertising for them now. And then like last week, he tweeted out like a video of him playing Solitaire Clash. He's like, we should sign up. And then like Kendrick Perkins, Laura Rutledge, Mina Kimes were all like, oh, Stephen A., we'll take you on. It was like this whole thing from ESPN. And people were like, what is wrong with you? This is a scam.
ESPN
Nothing,
is
anything. It's just
they are the evil
they are
empire at
taking
this
a
point.
PR beating over the
They are
last
the
month.
evil empire.
Yeah.
They're screwing their consumers
Yeah.
just for money. I
Yeah.
mean, and the poor talking heads, I'd say poor, I mean, they're doing it willingly or whatever, but I mean, outside of Pat McAfee, they're all just like lapping up everything they say and just pushing it out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know
It is
what's
crazy what ESPN's doing.
like Stephen A. Smith makes $65 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, why does he need
Why does he
to?
need that?
What kind of endorsement deal has he got with Solitaire Clash?
It's crazy.
So.
Last night, I caved and I got rid of YouTube TV just because I can't deal with it.
Yeah.
And it was sad for me because I love YouTube
I
TV.
did too.
The interface is incredible. It's so easy to use. I left Hulu to come to YouTube. So I finally was just like, there's some stuff on Hulu that we both want to watch. I wanted to watch that Murdahl show about Alex Murdahl, all that stuff. And there's some other things on there. And my wife has some shows. So I was like, all right, let's just get this deal that they have. It's actually cheaper than YouTube. So I actually caved into their thing. I'm watching the basketball game last night, and it reminded me why I hate Hulu and the ESPN app and all that stuff. Like in the middle of the game, it goes to commercial and then it just freezes up. So I have to get out of the app and get back in it. It does that to me all the time. And that's why I got out of it.
So I went to DirecTV and I've been very pleased thus far.
Yeah.
So
It's just the bundle was easy because
no, I get it, yeah.
Disney Plus, we watch the ESPN Unlimited. Now I can watch all my
Watch your
wrestling.
wrestling, yeah.
So it was going to cost me like $30 a month to do that app. And then the ESPN app's gonna be like 22,
Yeah.
and then whatever streaming.
Yeah. So
I
they
mean,
just
it just
made
didn't make
that.
any
I got
sense.
it. We got a great wrestling question coming, by the way. So
Oh,
I'm
good.
excited for that. Sean Brown, 5 seconds left on the clock in the Egg Bowl. State down by 5, first and goal on the 10.
Oh,
So
God.
the first and goal is irrelevant. We got 5 seconds. We got one play. One play to the end zone. Levy calls the press box and says, Brian and Robbie, I need help with the play call. What play call are you calling? Well, first off, if he's not already in, Kamario Taylor is
It's
going in.
Kamara Taylor.
And we're just going to roll him out, give him a run pass option. We're on the 10. That's going to be tough.
We're going to roll to the right, and I'm going to have
And
Anthony Evans underneath, maybe Sadu Traore over the
Cedric Traore's one of
top.
the top. I might be able to fade it up to him, but
Yeah, and we're going to roll out, and
and I'm bringing
if you have any space to run,
go,
take
and
off.
I'm bringing a blocker with me. I'm
Yeah.
bringing like Fluff and be like, you're just out there, you
Yeah,
know,
Devon Booth.
Booth.
I think he's a better blocker.
Okay,
But that
that's the
if
call.
you but my
I
my
don't like
my
it, but.
my conversation with him is like you roll out, if you see an opening, you take
You
off.
go.
Don't worry
Just
about passing.
go.
If they cut that off, they cut off your running lane, you're
Then you're
looking
looking
for a
for.
play and you're looking for somebody to get open. But it's definitely Kamario because he's gonna be able to extend the play better.
Exactly.
And if he gets like a head of steam, he could roll over somebody and get in the end zone.
Exactly.
That would be You talk about like
Oh, the yeah.
tight.
Yeah.
That would be rough for
Well,
everybody in the
I'm
building,
trying to
not just
think.
Ole Miss or State.
Like for Ole Miss, you know, they had that, I guess, with the 97 game.
Yep.
I mean, they had that,
2-point
but there was
conversion.
still like a minute to go. That wasn't the end of the game. I'm trying to think of another one where it was close at the end there. I guess 2013 at the Egg Bowl, you know,
Yep.
where Ben Wallace
Overtime.
fumbles. Ryan Reynolds,
2019.
2019. Ryan Reynolds, The actor? Would you consider this basketball season a failure if the team is not higher than an 8 seed, or is it simple as winning a game in the tournament to classify the season as a success? I've always go the latter there. If they win a
Yeah.
game in the tournament, I don't care where they're seated.
If they barely get in the
But
tournament
they
and they win
win.
a game, everybody's gonna be
Everybody's
happy with
happy.
it.
Yeah, I agree.
That said, there's a long way to go,
Long
man.
way to go. Andrew Norwood says, would you rather fight two 50-year-olds who have received military training or 52-year-olds who are completely feral and miss their nap? Definitely the kids.
It's the kids. I could kick. I mean, I wouldn't
I
want to
wouldn't
harm
want to, but
them.
I don't have a
But if
choice.
I'm fighting for my life, I could punt the kids.
Yeah, the kids aren't an issue. Two guys my age that have military training, that's a problem. Yeah.
My brother-in-law,
The Ole
who's
Miss fan.
the Ole Miss
That'd be
fan,
part of him.
I would not mess with
No.
him still, and I think he's around 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, not gonna mess with
Well, I
him.
just
But that would be.
wouldn't want to fight myself if I was in good shape.
I wouldn't want to fight a 60-year-old with military training.
Those guys have training. Yeah. All right. The other question is, would you rather wear a maroon is all that matters shirt to every MSU event or relive 3-2 every week?
Like, that's the game every week, so you're gonna lose.
I
I
guess
would
I
wear
got to
the
go with the
shirt.
shirt. Yeah, that's not
Yeah.
really a well-worded question.
No, like I'm not gonna watch for the rest of my life Mississippi State lose to Auburn 3-2 or whoever 3-2. That's a loss every single week.
Well, is it basketball? Is it 3-2?
No.
Like, how do we explain this after a while?
And it's a loss.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. John, last rumblings, y'all said the worst sickness symptom is coughing. I'm curious if y'all have ever heard of a little thing called the stomach virus. Nausea is hands down the worst sensation a human can experience that isn't life or limb threatening. Well, that was not the question. The
No.
question was when we get sick, what is our the symptom that we don't like? And I mentioned that when I get sick, I'm not talking about getting a stomach virus. I'm talking about just getting sick.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it's a Southern thing, but when I say somebody is sick, I just mean like they have a cold. Or
Yeah.
they have bronchitis or something.
Well, and also, like, the
Anything
stomach
else?
virus is usually what, like a 24-hour
Yeah.
deal, 24,
This
48.
cough is
A
lasting
cough is
weeks.
lingering. Yeah.
Last weeks.
I hate getting a stomach virus. I hate being sick at my stomach,
Yeah.
but it's usually like in and out. I'm done. The cough thing is usually a long time.
Yeah.
It and I'm like I would rather have a cold, I think, than having a stomach virus, but I hate coughing and all that more than I do having nausea,
Right.
you know?
You know what the
And
worst?
also, like, I can get rid of the nausea with medicine,
Yeah.
usually.
You can't get rid of the
The
cough.
cough is gonna stay
It's going to
persistent.
stay.
You
Might
might
die
be able
down
to
a little.
die, yeah, but it's
It's
still gonna
still
be
there.
there.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I agree. Rob Chittum, what's your go-to seasoning method for pork butt? For me,
I never cooked one.
they're so easy. If you can maintain your temperature in your grill, it takes care of itself. For me, I use an all-purpose seasoning and then a barbecue rub that doesn't have a lot of salt in it because the all-purpose seasoning covers the salt part. So for me, it's like if I can use Heath Riles Everyday Rub or Malcolm Reed's AP Rub and then use Malcolm Reed's The Barbecue Rub or Heath Riles, what is this? The Competition Rib Rub. It's good on pork butt. Or if you want to go Meat Church, you get a better color because Meat Church's all-purpose seasoning has some red in it. And you use the gospel, and then you use the gospel barbecue rub. So that's what I would do.
There we go.
What's your favorite barbecue sauce that you can buy on the shelf at any grocery store? It's Stubb's Sweet Heat barbecue sauce.
That is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one.
My favorite is Dreamland's. Dreamland barbecue sauce is the best barbecue
But the
sauce I've
ones
ever.
that you can just go to
That I can
and
just go get anywhere.
the glass bottle, isn't it? Yeah, that's mine
That's
too.
a, that's that's a it's a great sauce. Stubb's barbecue sauces are good. All right. Reese Williams, Florida, Auburn, Oklahoma, LSU, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Penn State, and FSU. For the sake of argument, pretend that all the head coaches are fired. Who? Oh, no, Reese. No, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 head coach. No, it's too many.
Well, you could probably fly through there.
I mean, if Ole Miss is open, that means Kiffin went to LSU, right? Which I don't think is going to happen. No, you know what?
Florida.
I think he's going to Florida at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes to Florida. Oklahoma opens up.
Don't know who their fit would be. I don't think Heupel would go there.
No, that's the one though.
Yeah, but
Would he want to go home?
I think, but that's not really home. I mean, it is.
He played
He
football there.
played there, but that's not really. He
He's
was
not
there for
from
like a year
Oklahoma.
or
Yeah,
two.
but I mean, he
You
won
could
the
have,
Heisman Trophy,
yeah.
didn't
But
he?
he also had like they turned him down the first time around. I think he
Yeah.
had some bad blood about
Okay.
that.
All right, well then Auburn is John Sumrall. I think that's the right call there.
And that feels like a Cohen guy too.
Yeah,
If
it does.
he really is making the hire,
Yeah.
that feels like a Cohen
Okay.
guy.
Oklahoma, we'll come back to. LSU in this situation,
I think it's gonna be like
it's
Kelvin
going to be Kelvin
Shepherd,
Shepard. I
and
think that's where
that
they're trending.
they're like desperate to get a Louisiana LSU guy. I just
Have fun with
I
that.
don't think that's gonna be a good
Glad we're
hire.
playing them next year. Arkansas. Should Arkansas hire Gus Malzahn?
They should,
They
but
should have done it 5 years ago.
yeah, nobody's mentioned his name really. I could see that
Let's
happening.
throw that in there. Okay, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is going to promote Pete Golding. I really do
Probably.
believe that.
Yeah.
Penn State, I think. Penn State might be Brian Hartline. It really feels like that's where it's trending.
Could be.
Yeah. And
Wouldn't
then
shock me if Drinkwitz
Drinkwitz could be
ends
there.
up there.
I could see Drinkwitz at FSU. Get out of the
You can see
SEC.
Drinkwitz. I could see Drinkwitz at Florida too.
Yeah, I could too. So just we'll do we'll move. Okay, you made it work. Good
I
job.
don't know about Oklahoma.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Steve Mormon. If State wins Saturday and becomes bowl eligible, how forgivable are the losses to Tennessee, Florida, and Texas? I purposely don't include the outcome of the Egg Bowl because, let's face it, it's the Egg Bowl. So if State finishes 6-6, I think at that point you just have to say, look, that was our best case, highest ceiling finish possible back in August. They got there. So, and it gives you hope for next year. Like, look, they were so close to beating these teams last year. Another year in the portal, they should be able to do it.
I've said that from the beginning. Like, I think most people would forget about those games because they'll say, look, we struggled to win those games. We struggled to win them. We couldn't find a way, but we figured it out at the end.
Right.
And we got bowl eligible, and this is exactly what we wanted. I think most people would. And you ended it on a strong note.
Yes.
That's the biggest thing is like, but nobody in 2009 was saying, gosh, but we blew it against Florida. We had the
Yeah.
chance.
Yeah, blew it
You know,
against
we should have beat
LSU.
Houston and Georgia
And
Tech.
LSU, yeah.
But nobody was saying
At
that.
the end, it was just like, oh, that guy beat Ole Miss. We're good to
Yeah.
go. Yeah.
And they didn't even go to a bowl game.
No. Norman Nichols, does Jeff Lebby remind you of Moorhead in regards to his die on his hill with his offensive philosophy? Well, no, because Lebby's offensive philosophy is working. Like,
Yeah,
the offense has gotten better each year.
I haven't sat here and said, God, I just hate this system, or like the play calling is just awful. Like there's been a few times where I've been like, I don't understand the play call there, but to me, it's not really the play calling most of the time. Like I don't watch this offense and say like I cannot stand this
Yeah,
offense.
like I see open receivers. I see what
Yeah,
they're trying to do.
I mean they're almost. On almost every play, like there's a play to be made.
Yeah.
They're just not, whether it be, you know, the read or execution, whatever, it's not always there. So I like this offense infinitely better than I did Jim Moorhead's. I mean, Jim Moorhead is just like, why are you doing this with a quarterback that cannot throw the football?
Let's stay on that topic.
Yeah.
Chris Holloman asks, how different are the 2018 and 19 seasons if we hire Leach instead of Moorhead? So this is like pre-transfer portal. But 2018, that's where Gardner Minshew goes to Washington State. So does he come to Mississippi State instead and do the same things?
Yeah, but you know, at that point, are you throwing Nick Fitzgerald out
Well, that's what
of
I'm
that
asking.
team?
Does Minshew transfer to Mississippi State? Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're telling Nick Fitzgerald, sorry, which I can't see you could
I
happen.
don't think it would go well. If
Yeah.
you look at the first couple of years for
It's always tough.
Mike Leach, it's always like a learning thing. I think this would be a, I think it would be not maybe not a disaster, but it wouldn't be
So
good.
it would have been okay because 2018 you had the defense.
Yeah.
You would have been okay with some low scoring games.
Depending on who he
Because
hired, who would he have hired for defense?
he might have just, I mean, Shoup might have been a possibility at that point.
Yeah, but what's the connection? I mean,
But here's the thing, like you say that, like if I've got Jeff Simmons, Montez Sweat, Jonathan Abram, and that crew, do I really care who the coordinator is? I'll
I
figure it
think in
out.
some form or fashion,
Yeah.
I think those guys would have been good no matter what.
Yeah.
But you know, I do think scheme played a little bit of a factor.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think
I
it
don't
would
know
have
what
been very.
2019 looks like at
I
all.
don't think 18 would have. I think they would have
Been
had
about
some
the same.
issues. Yeah.
Okay. Wade Jones asks us. What number do you use as your exaggerated number? My wife and I use our 20,000 and also 1,001. She'll say, I've washed 20,000 loads of clothes today, or I've picked up you after you 1,001 times.
I'm a million.
Yeah.
I always just say
A
like a
million is
million.
the
I've
easy
done
one.
this a million times.
Yeah.
That's always my go-to.
Good call. Let's see here. Starkville versus everybody. Virginia Dog 22. If you could be really good at one of these sports, which would you choose? And he says, by really good, you can't make a living doing it. It's just better than your friends and nearly every stranger you play with.
Just for fun, you go out
Right.
with your friend. Okay.
Right. Golf, pickleball, tennis, bowling, volleyball. It's got to be golf. That's what everybody does.
Golf, yep.
Bowling is my second pick, though. I would love to be able to like bowl like 250, 260 all the time.
Just go in there and just
Just
like just
dominate.
strike every
Yeah.
time you throw it in there.
He didn't put it on here, but I want.
Pickleball would probably be the next one because that's starting to get
That's right.
popular.
One he's not doesn't have on here, but like I'm not good at it, and I would love to be his pool. I'm not a
Yeah.
good pool player.
Like could I be a pool shark?
Yeah.
Like we go over
Just go to the
to
bar and
the
be able to like not look like an idiot would be great.
Go over
So
there to the billiards room over there on
yeah.
right off of Main
Yeah,
Street.
Southern Billiards,
I
yeah.
just thought that place was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I never went in
I've
there.
never been in. All right, Matt McCann with our mascot challenge, Missouri edition, Missouri State.
I might not be good on these. Missouri State, are they like the Bears or
They are the
something?
Bears. They are the Bears.
They're maroon and white.
Yeah.
They're also MSU.
Correct.
They have an interlocking too, I think,
I think they do,
at the
yeah. A
little,
little different.
yeah.
All right, Southeast Missouri State.
SEMO, isn't
Yeah,
it?
yeah.
They're like a bird. They're a not Cardinals. This
You're on the right path there.
Redbird or
Almost.
Robin?
They're the Red Hawks.
Red Hawks.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, these I'm not gonna be good, especially these last two.
All right. UMC, Kansas City.
They're like
They are
kangaroos.
the Kangaroos. That's correct.
Because I remember they had State played them in like 05, and I remember this vividly. I was in our locker room, we're getting ready for a basketball game, and I had the State game on, listening to Jack Crystal before the game. And they had a guy on there that had a strange last name,
Okay.
and
Oh,
I think his
no.
first name was like King or something. He was like Nigerian or
Okay.
African or something. And Jack Crystal was like, I think we're just going to call him King tonight.
That's one of my favorite Jack
It was either
clips.
King or Prince, but I remember that. And I remember specifically that because I
There's
went and looked that team up and they were kangaroo.
kangaroos,
And I
yeah.
was like, this is interesting.
One of my favorite Jack Crystal things that I know Six Pack has on the list is when they're playing Arkansas, and he's like, "That's another tackle by Sam Olajabutu. I wish someone other than Olajabutu would make a tackle." Like, yes. All right, University of Missouri, St. Louis.
No clue.
They're the Tritons.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and
There's some
then
great mascots in Missouri. They're just
there's
none of
another one
these
coming
schools
up
are any
here,
good.
Central Missouri.
What are they? Are they NAIA?
I have no idea. They're the Mules.
So we have the Bears, the
The
what
Red
was the other one?
Hawks.
Red Hawks, the Kangaroos,
Yes.
the Tritons,
Yes.
and the Mules.
Correct.
That's excellent.
Correct.
And there's really just only one college in Missouri that's any good at
Yeah.
this point.
We also don't forget in Missouri, you also have St. Louis. They're the Billikens.
The Billikens,
That's
that's
a good
right.
one. So.
Yep. I remember playing with the Billikens on one of those old NCAA
Oh,
basketball
yeah.
games on Sega.
Rick Majerus.
Rick Majerus was there. There was only like a certain amount of teams on that. They didn't have all the teams, but they had Rick
Yeah,
Majerus and
because
the
St. Louis was
Billikens.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Do
State played them
you know the
one
Rick
year.
Majerus story about Bulldog Sports Radio? So this is the hardest maybe I've ever laughed in my life. Back when we used to do that, we did a show called the Bulldog Countdown. You know my friend Erin Brinkman? She hosted it, and Ryan Sparks was on there. He was like, Erin was kind of like the studio host, and she just set everything up for Ryan. So we were talking about something, and we were talking about Rick Majerus. And remember, he was a basketball commentator after he got done coaching. He called the game here at State, and he was talking about Marcus Campbell, and he said something. He's like, oh, he's a great kid. I mean, I don't know him, but and so
Great kid.
Ryan was
Comes from
laughing
a
about
great
that.
family.
He was laughing about that, and he's like, there's Rick Majerus. Don't know what happened to him. And I was like, you don't know what happened to him? And he's like, no. I was like, he's dead.
He's a great guy.
Great guy. And so Ryan, his eyes just get big. I fell out of my chair. I was laughing, so I was like, he couldn't have known, but I still think about that from time to time. Ryan, if you're listening, I'm sorry for bringing that
Didn't
up.
they played them, didn't they?
St. Louis? Yeah.
In like 97 or
I think so. Yeah.
well, I think it was after the Final Four,
Yes,
I want to
yeah,
say.
definitely, yeah. TJ Carter, my rumbling is the attached picture. Look forward to your answers. All right, here we go. I was at the Commanders Lions game in DC. I was there too this past Sunday afternoon, and I had these annoying Lions fans.
Was Trump at that game?
He was.
Oh,
He
okay.
swore in some military members and he spoke on the broadcast.
How about that?
Yeah. I had these annoying Lions fans, husband, wife, and two daughters,
Justin Frommer?
one older high school and one, I don't know what that means.
In
The
middle
kid,
school.
okay, the
Middle
kids, okay,
school.
I got it now. All right. Sitting right in front of me. The high school age daughter was the most annoying, was talking about how great it is going from the worst team in the league to the best. The dad was talking about needing to take his wife and two daughters to Detroit for a game, like they had never been to Detroit all before. At what age are there no excuses for your parents to not have taken you or you on your own to have been to a home sporting event of your favorite teams before you can be questioned on whether or not you're an actual true fan? How often should you attend a home sporting event for people to feel like you're a true fan? Here's the issue.
So the question is, how, like, what makes you a true fan? How
Right.
many home games?
I'm probably never going to go to a Lakers home game.
Yeah.
I'm probably never going to go to a San Francisco Giants home game.
It
But
does. I mean,
that has nothing to do with it.
I think it's a little different in
Yeah.
college, although,
College, you should be able to get to it because chances are, because your college team should be very regional. Like it's if you're living in Mississippi and you're a USC fan, that's weird.
But here's the thing, if you're like a graduate of Mississippi State and a lifelong fan and you live in like Missouri or across the country
Yeah.
somewhere, I'm not going to say you're not a
Right.
fan if you can't make it to the games.
Right.
If you live in
Chances are you've
Texas,
been to a game in your life, though. So.
yeah. But I just went to a Steelers game for the first time in
Yeah.
2021.
I've been to Saints games. I've been to like four of them. But as the
It
Lakers
doesn't make
game, I
you.
will probably never get out there.
I mean, here's my thing too, like
I'm never going to go to London either, to Chelsea.
Like when it comes to pro sports,
Yeah. It's
I don't
different.
really care who you cheer for.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna sit here and tell, like, I don't understand why people get angry at me because I cheer for the Yankees and the Steelers,
Right.
who have not really done anything of substance for the last 15 years. But people get angry about that. Like, why do you care?
Yeah,
Why do you care who I cheer for? These are my teams. I watch every single one of their games. I care about them. I'm invested in them.
right.
Why does it bother you? I'm not doing anything to step on your toes or anything like that. I don't care about who you cheer for. I don't understand why other people care who other people cheer for,
Yeah.
especially when we live in a state that doesn't have a pro team.
Exactly.
I have a freedom to cheer
I
for
don't
who I
have to
want
be
to.
a Braves fan,
No. And we have people in the state of Mississippi, Jim Ellis grew up listening to Jack Buck
Yeah, he's a
and
Cardinals
listening
fan.
to the Cardinals
Yeah.
because that was who he picked up,
Exactly.
And
Like
that's just
my
like
reasoning
I
for
think Jack Crystal was the same
the
way.
Giants is Will Clark. Like Will Clark was my favorite player when he was in college. He went to the pros. He went to the Giants. And then I know he got traded, but I just stuck with the Giants.
Who you cheer for is up to
It's your
you.
business.
Who cares?
Exactly. Carlin Crotwell asks, "What are your top three
Is
Sylvester
this a
Stallone movies?"
is this an Ole Miss fan?
That's a good Ole Miss name. Let's see. I mean, the first thing is a picture of it. It looks like his kid with Bully.
And he's in a walking bully shirt. He's a state guy.
He's a state guy. All
The
right,
name
Carlin. It's
Carlin, you
it.
might have to go to the courthouse and get your name changed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Top three Sylvester Stallone movies. Rocky IV is one.
Ooh, I might have two Rockies on here.
I might too.
Rocky IV and Rocky two, Rocky III are probably my two favorite,
Yeah,
Sylvester Stallone.
I'm debating on this. So Rocky
And then
IV for sure. First Blood.
for Rambo, First
The
Blood.
first one, yeah. The First Blood is on there.
Which the video game, by the way, was awesome, man.
Yeah. And
That's
then
probably my three.
so
It's
Rocky III. I'm trying to think of do I want to put one in over Rocky III that I really
over the
like?
top.
No. I was thinking about Cobra. I love that movie. It's terrible though.
Was the other one? Cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger is great.
Cliffhanger's a
Don't hate on
great. I'm
Cliffhanger.
not. I'm just saying.
Okay.
You didn't like Over the Top.
No, I like Over the
The
Top, but it's just
arm
that's not it.
wrestling.
Yeah. It's the greatest arm wrestling divorce movie ever made. It's not even close.
I mean, what's another great one?
But you got the other Rambo movies, Tango and Cash.
I don't even know if
Oh,
I've
Tango and
watched
Cash, you should
that.
watch it. It's Stallone and Kurt Russell. That's a great movie. Judge Dredd.
Tulsa King, I think, is really
I need to
good.
check that
That's
out.
not even that's not a
It's not a
movie.
movie, but I love Stallone. I probably should watch that.
I'm just trying to think of other movies that are relevant.
Expendables.
Expendables was good.
Yeah.
I still think Rambo First Blood's probably it's gonna be
First
tough to
Blood
knock
is
those
making
three.
First Blood and Rocky IV are for sure. Rocky
And
III is
Rocky III's in there
probably
too.
the answer, yeah.
Yeah. Rocky and Apollo, man. Like
That's
you
it's so
can't
good, yeah.
the only way you could beat that is
Yeah.
with Rocky IV.
Yeah, well, Rocky IV is the easy number one to me.
How many movies do you have in a series of movies like that where the fourth one is the best? Like that just doesn't happen. Like you get
Yeah,
that deep into
like
it usually starts getting watered
Fast and the
down.
Furious, the fourth one's not the best.
But I mean, like even like if it's not the fourth, like the fifth or something, like it just
Yeah,
doesn't.
like none of the Star Wars are that way. Usually,
The movies don't get better a
No,
lot of
they don't.
times,
They don't. But
but that.
Rocky IV is the best one.
And the first Rocky and the second Rocky were good too, but
They're totally different,
three
though.
and four
Yeah,
just
they're the
were
best.
unbelievable.
Mangum Cafe. The Diamond Dog Classic was absolute perfection. I was waiting for a Renfro salute rounding third. How great is Duty Noblefield at night? A night game at Duty Noblefield is high intensity.
That I every time I see like the cinema of Duty Noble Field and like what they've done with it, I think back to that time period when there were people on message boards like arguing that this shouldn't happen. Like you remember that? Like I remember on the when we were at 247, like when that stuff came out, there were people on that board that were like that you
They're gonna
can't do
kill
this.
Duty Noble.
Like guys, have you seen the drawings for this?
Yeah.
Like there's no question this is the right decision.
Right.
If you take baseball seriously like you say you do, you got to do this.
Yeah.
And people were just vehemently
They
against
were.
it. And you look back at like the moments they've had in 2019 with McNamee and Mangum having those
Yeah.
big hits there against Stanford
The
and
Super Regional with Notre Dame was really
I
good. The
mean
night game you had,
the year that State was just god awful in 2023 and they had the walk off against Ole Miss and there was 16,000 there. Like there's nothing like it. There really
I agree.
isn't. And so the other night I got done with football. So that thing started at 6, right?
Seven.
Was it 7?
Yeah.
It started at the same time as my football game.
Yeah.
I had time to watch that game, cover the game, like write it, and then drive home and then go like sit outside and sit on the swing and watch the last 2 innings.
Yeah,
That's how long it was.
it was a long
But I
game.
sat there and watched it and I'm like, man, this is so
So
cool.
that leads to the next question, which is, do the newcomers and Brian O'Connor's staff have any idea what's coming through the gates this spring? So those guys would have been on the staff with him, I think, when they went to Ole Miss in 09 for the Super Regional, which they would.
McMullen would have.
Okay, so McMullen and
I don't
O'Connor,
know
but the
about
other ones maybe not.
Kirby. Kirby came in after McMullen,
Okay.
but he definitely would
So they
have.
have might
And
have
there might have been a player or two that's
a
supposed to.
small idea, but like that for the first weekend of SEC play, especially if they go up to they open the year at Arkansas in SEC play. I don't know what Arkansas is going to be this year, but if you go up there and win that series, that first weekend at home is going to be crazy, and that Friday night game it'll be insane.
Imagine if they're a national seed. I said this other night, like it just feels like they've finally figured out what to do with this program. Like I think it's always been a big thing here, and they've always invested in it, and they've always had big crowds and all that. But it's like everybody finally said, okay, let's just make this thing
Yeah,
the best we
let's
could
be the best
possibly
we can be.
be. And the investment, what they're doing from a video production standpoint, game stuff, and then now you got one of the best coaches in college baseball that's organized, that's recruiting his butt off. This really has the potential to be something it's never been before. So it's really exciting. I think state people, I know people, there's been kind of an internal clash with a fan base with baseball. Some people are against it. I think state people should just accept the fact that baseball is going to be a big thing here and just say, hey, we're
Might as
actually
well be as good at
great at this.
Yeah, I agree. Where are we here? Working for the weekend. Ask, in a completely hypothetical world, if a 5-5 SEC team with several heartbreaking losses won their final two games with their QB of the future, how vastly does that change the perception of the things at the end of the season? I mean, it's huge. Think about how excited Mississippi State fans were at the end of the 2009 season. When they beat Ole Miss, everybody was looking forward to the next year. And that would be the case times 10 here, because we were excited. Like, Ralph looked good in that Egg Bowl, but I think we all knew that that guy wasn't a program changer.
Yeah.
Kamari Taylor can be a program changer if you build around him the right way. So, yeah, I mean, it would be huge.
Yeah. No doubt about
Let's
it.
see here. All right, now we're into the basketball game. Nobody wants to talk about that. Six Pack Speak with a good question. We'll answer this one, then we'll go to the break because it kind of talks about that. What's the statute of limitations for advanced business solutions and 50 years?
50.
I think once they hit 60, it stops. 59, you're okay. I think after this year, I'm just going to say over 50 years.
Yes.
And
For
I can
over,
go do that.
we can go that do
And
that
I'll
for
be
a while.
honest with you, Robbie, if you and I are still doing this podcast in 2035 and Advantage Business Systems is still with us, I'll let them write the read at that point. We'll say whatever they want to say.
That's correct.
Well,
If
hey,
they're
I'll tell you what,
still
though.
with us,
Here you go. Just give 60 a trial run here. Say 60 and see how it feels.
60,
How'd that feel?
and not great.
See, yeah, say, well, over 50. We'll stick with that.
Yep.
All right, let's move into the rest of the show. That's brought to you by our friends over at Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the Cotton District and the Older Brother, two fantastic places to go eat. Robbie and I are supposed to go to lunch after this. Are we going to hit one of those up?
We are. I was actually thinking of Two Brothers, if that's good with you. I know. I know. I know.
It is. It is good with
You
me.
have to be brave and fight through it.
Well, you know, I mean, I do what I can. Hopefully we will have seen you there. But if not, hey, anytime you're in Starkville around dinner time or lunchtime, it's real simple. Just head over to Two Brothers Smoked Meats and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. That's what they've been doing for 50 years.
50.
When you need technology for your business, give Advantage Business Systems a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number. It's the same people. You have the relationship. You're not talking to somebody you never talked to before. You're not waiting a week for somebody to show up. They're in Mississippi just like you, so they can fix your problems same day a lot of times. 601-362-9192 or visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. If you are looking for MSU gear, the place to go is Maroonico. Maroonico.com is the website. Maroonico is the store here in Starkville. Nobody in this city with a bigger and better selection. You can go anywhere you want to look for MSU gear. You're not going to find anybody who has more of it than Maroonico. And best of all, they have our promo code so you can save a little money. This holiday season, you want to put a little extra under the tree? It helps to save some money. Do it with Thunder 15, 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply for your next trip to Starkville. Make sure you've got a trip to Maroon & Co. on the list. We will be in Saltillo a week from today at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. We want you to come by and check out their holiday savings event. It is going to be an incredible deals all over the store on everything you're looking for. And guys, I can't stress this part of it to you enough. I say it all the time, and I don't know if you get it. You really need to go to Scruggs to really fully understand what I'm talking about here, that they do have what you want. What are you looking for this holiday season? Whatever your family is looking for husbands, for wives, for sons and daughters, it's all right there for you at Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden. And of course, the John Deere products are right there. Great financing available. Check it out. Scruggs Farm Lawn and Garden, Saltillo. They have what you want for less. Are you a land owner looking to get the most out of your land and timber? Are you on 100 acres? Are you on 1,000 acres? It doesn't matter. Good Hope Land and Timber is here to help you. They specialize in helping landowners just like you make smart, sustainable decisions. They've got years of experience in forestry and land management, and they are your full-service land and timber company. Doesn't matter what you're looking to do with your land, with your property, with your timber, with your forest, Good Hope Land and Timber has solutions for you. Good Hope Land and Timber, locally trusted, landowner approved. All right, back into it with C.J. Lunsford. Would Blake Chapin get as much hate if he didn't choose to be number two after Will Rogers? A lot of the criticism I've seen of him is the same as Will, despite having very different play styles. So you think the number two is just cursed here at Mississippi State? That was Fred Smoot's number.
It might have a little to do with it, but I think the starting quarterback a lot of times is like they're always trying to
They're
push
just
him
magnet
out.
for criticisms.
Well, and there's the guys like Dak Prescott. There's very few of those that people just never really criticize. That's going to be few and far between. Kamario Taylor could be that. He could also be a guy that gets criticized in the same way.
Yeah.
I don't know. if he's a guy that's turning the ball over a lot, I mean, people are going to get tired of that pretty quickly. So I don't know. I don't think it's that. I think it's just people see chinks in the armor from him, and they see things that, he doesn't do well, and they get exposed. And the quarterback is always going to be criticized more heavily than any other position. That's just how it is. And Jeff Lebby said as much a few weeks ago when he said, "I've talked to Blake, and I told him that comes with the territory, pretty much." So I don't think it's a
I don't think it's
number
a number
thing.
thing, no.
No.
Working for the weekend again. What's the worst plot hole you can think of in a movie or TV show? I have mine. Do you have one?
The worst plot. I don't know. I don't think I have one just off the top of my head.
All right. Mine is from
That's the only bad thing about this is like
you got to
sometimes I
think
just like,
quickly, yeah. If you and the mine is I read my mentions so I have time to think about it. It's from Signs that the aliens invaded a planet where that's three quarters water, but water kills them.
Yeah, that made no
Doesn't
sense.
make any sense. That's
Like,
that.
of all things, we just figured out, oh, the water kills them.
Yeah.
What about moisture in the
That's what I'm
air?
saying. There's humidity. Like, yeah, like this planet is three quarters the substance that kills you. Why would you come here?
Yeah, like it, that makes no
It
sense.
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that movie was very eerie most of the
Yeah,
way,
it was.
and then by the end,
You're
you're
like,
like,
what's going on here?
no.
Yeah. But that said, the build up to it was great. All right.
And also, like they did the thing, like the Last Supper thing. Like, how did he have time to cook all of that?
Exactly. All right. We don't do it all the time. Very few people get this privilege. But Robert St. John texted us a question. First off, he said it's pronounced Olo.
We will absolutely do it for Robert St.
So,
John. And that I was testing him
yeah,
to see
he
if he
was
was actually
listening.
listening, and
He's
he
listening
was.
across the pond. He's over in Europe right now. All right, Rumlings question. This MSU team seems to have more no quit and resilience in them than most I can remember, especially seemingly positive attitudes through adversity. In your opinion, is that a result of coaching leadership or character of the players? Must choose only one. I think Lebby has his guys bought in. I really do believe that.
I think that, and I think he, this year especially, he had a little more issues in the locker room last year. This year, he got guys like in for leadership roles that it's created more of that culture. But I do think it starts with Levy.
Yeah,
But
agreed.
you got Brennan Thompson and Blake Shapen and Isaac Smith, and like some of those guys are very good, and from a leadership standpoint, like I don't know if you watched the extended edition thing they put out with
I
the
did.
highlights for the Arkansas game.
Yes.
Like Isaac Smith stepping up
Yeah.
and like talking to the players in the locker room, like that's the kind of cultures being built. That's one thing I do not question about Jeff Lebby is whether or not he's going to have a good culture, like
His team has
players
bought into him.
playing hard and going out there and doing it the right way.
Tyler Hale, first time since in this academic year. Does the science come into play this weekend? Mississippi State basketball, 2 o'clock. Mississippi State football, 6:45. You got to be
Absolutely.
willing. It would hurt to go 0-2 this week, but you got to be willing to take a basketball loss here.
To southeastern Louisiana,
Yeah.
in that
Yes.
plane,
But I take it to beat Missouri.
I would take that.
Yeah.
I would take that trade off
So the science
100%.
is 100% in play.
Yes.
Because you got this is what the science is.
People keep making the science like you play this game over here and then you play
Yeah,
this game a few
there
days
can't be a
later.
gap. It's
No,
same
same
day.
day.
Yeah,
Th
100%.
that's what the science is.
Yeah, 24 hours is all you got with the science. All right. Reese Pavette, I just had a baby. Do I subject her to watching Mississippi State athletics or do you protect her from the pain? No, you had to suffer, so does she.
That's my thinking.
Yeah.
My thinking is never like, oh, I got to protect my child.
Nope.
No,
Nope.
my parents did this to me.
You do, yeah.
I'm doing it to
That's
my
it.
kids.
It's tradition. I am
It's
a
not like
crit.
I had anything to be excited about as a child. I mean, the
Exactly.
baseball team was pretty
That was all
good.
you had.
That's it.
Yeah.
They went to college
So
with
when I
Franklin
was a
McKenzie.
kid, all I had was baseball.
Yeah,
All I had.
football was not great.
No.
Jack Ducaro was still not here.
I'm Ballard. I mean, yeah. Yeah. I am a Crystal
I think I
Palace
started with
fan.
Richard Williams, I think.
Yeah.
So it got better.
I'm a Crystal Palace fan. And is Crystal Palace Football Club the Mississippi State of the Premier League? First off, you are now the second Crystal Palace fan I know. I know
Did
another.
Traore?
I know three Central Crystal Palace fans. I forgot about Seydou. Seydou Traore is a Crystal Palace fan. Said he grew up right by Sellers Park. And then Supertalk used to have a guy who worked for them named James, who was from London, who was a Crystal Palace fan. And
Well, what was James Armstrong?
he was a Burnley fan.
Okay.
Very random.
That's
Especially,
very English.
you think about, we're talking about college being local. Like, your Premier League stuff is very local because everybody has a team. Like,
Yeah.
there's always a team. And he was from a ways away from Burnley, but he knew somebody who worked at Burnley, and that's how he became a fan. Apparently, Nick, what's his name?
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman is a Man City fan, so I don't know if I can respect that or not. We'll
That's
see.
like the that's like one of the more popular teams.
That's a very, and they just became really good in the last like
So he jumped on the
decade.
bandwagon, you
He's a fan.
think?
I mean, Chelsea has some of that too, but
Yeah.
is Mississippi State the Crystal Palace? Crystal Palace to Mississippi State? I think Newcastle is the Mississippi State of the Premier League. Had a run where they were good, but never could win a title, and then they fell off for a while, and now they're kind of back. That's where we are. Crystal Palace is having a great time right now. They're in Europe, they're playing well, but I don't know. That's a good question. Let's see here. The basketball game stuff is happening here. Hey guys, from Andrew Madden. Name three places you'd rather be than in a plane with Chris Jans after getting your ass kicked by this home state school. Sheesh. I don't know. There's a lot of places I'd rather be than that. I can name three places I'd rather be. Okay, the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas at the poker table. I'd rather be at Emeril's Restaurant in New Orleans with a complimentary meal, and I'd rather be in Brooklyn at L Industry Pizza, having a slice of pepperoni.
Sergey, by the way,
Yeah.
last night was getting absolutely shredded
He
by Chris Jans.
he's not ready to play.
He was having a rough one, and
He
Chris
was.
Jans, when they went to break one time, Chris Jans just put his hand over his mouth
Yeah.
and dropped every single bomb he possibly
He
could.
we need to get our buddy Stefan back here so he can teach him how to curse in Serbian.
Yeah,
So he can say everything he
I
wants.
think what Sergey's seeing is like it's a little
A little
different
different.
style of
Yeah.
play,
Yeah.
and especially that one last
Yeah.
night. Yeah.
Cowabunga Capital. Okay. I'm looking at buying season tickets next year. Young adult finally coming into some money. Can you walk through the perks of balconies? Floyd, I can't walk through any of these perks. I don't know.
Yeah, well, our perks are the press box
We
where
don't,
we get
what perks?
pork loin for breakfast.
Still thinking about that. If money was no object, what season ticket would you get? If I could get a Skybox, I would get those. But the Scoreboard Club is really fun. Some buddies of mine have tickets up there. The food's good. I like sitting in the end zone. That's just me. You can see the whole. You get that all 22 look.
Yeah.
So I'm a fan of that. So that's what I would look at if I were you.
I know, well, I'll just say what I've heard from people. I know people that are in the boxes, that are in the balconies, in the scoreboard club, and in the gridiron.
Yeah.
Everybody I talked to this in the scoreboard club loves it.
Loves it.
So,
The gridiron, I wouldn't want to do. You can't really see the game.
yeah, I would not like the gridiron. Well, I mean, I would like the fact that I have good restrooms, like food,
And if they look,
drink.
when State's driving that way and they score a touchdown, it's probably really cool.
Yeah.
But like for most of the game, you can't see. And that's bad.
Scoreboard
We want
or
to watch the
box
game.
seats.
Yeah, exactly.
If I had an infinite amount of money, it would probably be the box seat. Because I can actually get in the box and watch the game from the box.
Right.
And if it's hot, cold, whatever,
You can
I
go
could
ahead.
be in there, yeah.
Exactly. Dalton Lee went to see my
Uh-oh.
parents in Laurel this weekend, and they had a wing festival. Probably had close to 35 plus wings and wanted to have an exorcism performed after. How many wings do you think you could handle? Well. I'm glad you asked this question because I've been meaning a couple weeks ago, we had a request to shout somebody out, and it was the weekend of the Texas game. And so I didn't give the shout out because, you know, everything that had happened. So let me find exactly what I'm supposed to be saying here. You might know this guy. Do you know Tyler Jones? Big Jones?
Oh, yeah.
Just got married,
Did he?
which is just an incredible statement. I mean, wow. Wow. And he one time, Tyler. And I can only imagine that his lovely wife doesn't know this story because she would have been ashamed to marry him if he ever heard this story. He challenged me, me to a
of all people
to a wing eating competition. So we went to Stagger Inn, and it was going to be a speed competition, not so you could eat the most, because you know they you know. So we each ordered a 40 piece, and it was how quickly can you eat it? And I finished in 11 minutes, and I won
40.
Yeah. And, buddy, when I tell you I could have put down another 20 without batting an eyelash.
Did you clean the bone?
Oh, yeah. I got a picture if you want to see it.
Good God.
Yeah. Crushed it. He was still eating when I was, like,
could you still do that? Could you still do that now?
Here's what I've learned about being on a diet and everything else is that I haven't lost my powers.
You could still
imagine if Superman just decided one day, I'm just going to be a normal dude.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean he still can't fly.
That's a good point.
I can eat as much as anybody.
I just
still.
Wondered, like, if you lose weight, like, does it...
We're going to Two Brothers right now. If I decided I was going to eat 50 wings, I could do it.
Yeah.
I could do it.
Okay.
So that said, the answer is I'm probably 50 plus.
Yeah, I
All
couldn't
right.
hang.
The best way to cook wings is to smoke them and then fry them. Smoke them, let them render out, get some good smoke flavor, and then give them a quick flash fry to crisp up the skin.
Yeah, okay.
That's the best way to cook wings.
Yeah, I'm down with that for
All right.
sure.
There you go. Yeah, I love wings.
I love
Okay,
them
good
wings.
notes, by the way. Let's see here. Rob Montgomery. Similarities have been made of this football team to the 09 one, but it also feels like 13 with the dynamic of Russell and Dak and the much-needed fifth win at Arkansas. Thoughts? There's something to that. That Tyler Russell and Blake Chapin have some similarities. Dak and Camario have some similarities. And then, you know, you need, but then you've got an Ole Miss team coming to Starkville that you know is better than you. There's some similarities there. Who will be Nico Whitley? That going to be Jerron Manning? He's going to teabag Trinidad Chambliss?
Yeah, you know, Nico pretty much handed them each of those last two wins.
Mm-hmm.
If you
had huge
look back
games, yeah.
the game he had in the Egg Bowl.
Torn ACL, by the way.
And we didn't know about that until
yeah.
after the Egg Bowl.
After the Egg Bowl.
Dan Mullen told us.
Yeah.
Yeah, very similar. I mean, the Russell came in for Dak, who was injured, who we thought Dak was done for
when
the year in 13.
So, yeah.
Dak went out against
A&M. He didn't
and
play
did
against
not and
play.
was and we thought was going to be done for the
Didn't play
year.
against Alabama. And then Russell
started against Arkansas, got hurt. Damian Williams led them to a win in overtime.
Yes, and then
And then
Williams
Damian
started the
Williams
Egg Bowl.
started the Egg Bowl.
Russell was out for sure. He
yeah.
wasn't even dressed at the Egg Bowl.
I think he hurt his shoulder.
Yeah, and then Dak, we all know that story. Mm-hmm. Would doing an alumni game work for other sports? Football is probably tougher to pull off, but especially men's and women's hoops, I feel like you get a good little turnout if you find the time in the calendar for fans to go see players like DeBoss and Morgan Williams play in the hump again. If you did a doubleheader, you said we're going to do the women's game at this time, and you could get Victoria Vivians and Tierra McCowan and all those players back. And then on the men's side, you get, I mean, I don't know if Dampier would want to play, but you get DeBost and Rayvern Johnson and, yeah, Vernardo. Yeah,
that'd
those
be
guys.
great.
It'd be awesome.
They might be a little
they're still good.
Slow. And
yeah, but it'll still be fun.
Baseball is a lot easier to pull this off because you have 40-something-year-old people playing baseball.
Yeah.
You know, it's not quite like golf where you can have like a, you know, 70-year-old out there swinging, but you know, it's still a little bit easier for those guys to move around. Not easy, but easier.
Yeah.
But basketball would probably be the next best thing. I don't think you do football. They used to do football back in the day. I don't know if you could, I don't know if that would work.
Brooks Taylor, you mentioned the belts at Ole Miss on Tuesday. What was that supposed to be? Seems like the preppiest thing ever. The artificial noisemaker tweet was laughable too. It's belts to Ace. They're putting
Yeah,
belts to Ace.
I didn't understand it.
Yeah,
I mean, I knew the
I
point.
get
I
it,
just
but
didn't understand doing that against a
yeah.
terrible South Carolina team. That it's not like you were killing them.
Yeah,
you know.
How would you have booked? I'm sorry, Ethan Brazil. How would you have booked John Cena's last year from Royal Rumble to Mania the next year? So in this scenario, we're getting him. We're not lending in December. We're going to keep him. I'd have had him have the belt the whole time and been heel the whole time.
Yeah, I mean
And
the whole thing didn't make any sense.
The last match he had would have been the first match he had in this one. He would have fought Orton last.
Yeah,
because that was they. I couldn't believe they gave that away. That being
I don't
said, what
know.
they did last night or Monday night was cool. Have you seen?
I haven't seen
All
it
right,
yet.
I won't spoil it then.
Yeah.
Who do you think? Well, that's going to make one of the questions down.
Well, I did see on the internet that he won the Intercontinental
yes,
Championship.
Okay. Okay. Who do you think his final opponent will be? I think it's going to be Gunther. Although I'm interested to see who the surprise opponent
Jake
is.
Paul?
Logan.
I mean,
Paul.
Logan Paul.
He already wrestled him, though.
Did he? Yeah, he did.
I don't think Edge is coming
I
back.
feel like it's going to be an. It feels like it's going to be a up and coming guy.
They want to pass the torch. I think it's going to be Gunther.
I'm trying to think who else would make sense that
LA
Vader.
Knight.
Yeah.
Not a fan?
I mean, I just don't. I don't think that
I got you.
You know.
All right, last one. If Kiffin does the chomp as the clock strikes zero with an Ole Miss win, how do both fans spin it? The Ole Miss fans will spin it like, oh, he's taunting them. And the Gator fans will be like, that's a signal. He's coming.
Yeah.
Exactly how that'll go. No questions here, but Winston Woodward wants to say, as our friend Jim Ross would say, Chapin is as tough as a $2 steak. He is. I'll give him that.
Tough son of a gun.
Also, Madison Francis seems to be real good at basketball. Looking forward to that. So,
she is. I think she should be in the starting lineup.
yeah. Tim Lang, it seems like all the elite programs can print stickers for their lower back protection in football. What other examples can state do easily to close the gap with national brands? All the print stickers.
Lower back protection stickers.
I don't get it, Tim.
Is that the thing that
like on the back?
Yeah, but who?
Who's
like?
gonna,
Is that making a difference?
I don't know what they're talking about here.
I don't know.
All right, we're moving on. Arnie Robertson, it's been a bit, guys. Let's get a quick music update. What do you think of the new Sleep Token album? And Robbie, what's your favorite tracks off of Country Country? Is that Hardy's new album?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't heard the new Sleep Token album.
It's good.
Okay.
Even in Arcadia, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I might have one
it's
song.
Solid.
Let me
It's
see.
solid.
I just got one. I just put one on the Spotify the other day.
Caramel, however you want to say it, I think is a song. Caramel.
Okay. No, not you, Bill.
Even
not
in
you.
Arcadia. I'm trying to think what else has really stood out on that one. I liked the last album more, but this has good songs on it.
Okay.
They've become kind of like a joke now to like the online like metal community.
Oh yeah.
Like rock metal community, you're just kind of making
Why?
fun of them. Just like their sound and stuff.
Okay.
Just but it's they're different. So
what is your favorite track off of Country Country?
I like Country Country, lead track. I like Bottomland. I like favorite country song. Yeah, those are probably my
Okay.
favorite ones. Really good album.
What WWE wrestler's theme music fit them best? I mean, the easy answer here is Roddy Piper.
Yeah, with the bagpipes.
Bagpipes, but probably Austin. It probably really is.
The
I think
glass
Austin,
breaking and just that grungy sound.
That helped his character.
How crazy is it that he went from like Hollywood like blondes to
Well, he lost
that?
there.
But no, it wasn't just that. It was like the whole persona changed.
Yeah.
Like he was a
yeah.
He
Well,
was like that pretty boy
it's because
surfer
he
guy.
talked about that where he was watching that documentary about you've seen that documentary too about the Iceman.
Yeah.
And he said he was watching. He's like, that's the character I need to be as this guy. And his wife makes the comment about the
Stone
food was
Cold.
stone cold. So
Yep. The coffee was Stone
the
Cold.
coffee was stone cold. Exactly.
He had the list of names by Vince McMahon were just hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like Steve McFreeze or
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah. Mr. Cold or
Mr.
something.
Yeah.
Landon Smith, my wife and I just purchased our first house and we're closing on in the next week or so. Congrats. With that being said, what are some things you wish you knew as a first-time homeowner besides the obvious grill mower? Gosh, that's a good question.
When we first built, I didn't file for homestead exemption. I really wish I would have been on top of that. Because this past year has been a nightmare paying the taxes on that.
Yeah.
Because we did not file for homestead. My mortgage has gone up substantially. That's one thing for sure. The two houses that we've bought, one of them we were in the process, like it was in the process of being built, and the other one we built from the ground up. So, you know, that's I haven't just like gone and looked at a house and bought it. Like that. Like
Yeah.
we've kind of been in that realm. So I was like really focused on what are we doing within the structure of the house more than anything.
Monroe Walker, I recently had Tommy's Barbecue in Vicksburg. What's your favorite barbecue in the burg? How's Tommy's rank? Never had it. Never had it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't. When's the last time I was home? My mom moved up here. I don't go home anymore.
Well, is that, I mean, I'm guessing that's a
It
new
must be
place then.
pretty new. I've never heard of it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Is there a barbecue place in Vicksburg that you
The only one I ever ate at was Goldie's, and it's just been there forever.
is
So,
it any
it's
good?
all right.
What is Vicksburg? What's their food? What are they known for? Do they have, is it close enough for like seafood, a good seafood?
There's some good seafood restaurants there. The Beechwood's probably the best restaurant in
Yeah,
town
but like
for me.
what is the food? Like what's the
Oh, it's just a normal southern town. There's some seafood. There's some barbecue.
I've been to the place that had the spinning table.
Walnut Hills. That's a
Yeah,
good restaurant.
that place was really
It's really
good.
good. Jeremy Martin, y'all keep saying Lebby needs an offensive analyst. Could we possibly do a Chad Powers type situation with Art Briles and have him in the booth all dressed?
Art Briles.
Art Briles, yeah. We just dye his hair, get a wig on him.
Well, what's funny is I was the person that noticed him at practice that one day when they came out, he was at practice.
Yeah.
He did not look like Art
Yeah, he looks
Briles. He
different
had a beard. He had his hair was like down to his shoulder,
there.
and like I kept looking at him like that guy looks weird. Like
Yeah.
not like weird,
Yeah,
but
I got
like
it. Yeah.
he stood out, and like so I looked at him closer, and I was like, that's Art Briles. Like the only thing I've ever known about Art Briles is clean face, like
Yeah.
clean shaven. He had a beard,
Yeah.
so that was kind of funny. Like he looked like he was in a disguise.
He's trying to do. Tony Harlow asks, when a head coach leaves a school for another school but doesn't take all his assistants, what becomes of that situation? Assuming they don't take another job. If they have a year remaining on the contract, is the school on the hook? Most assistant coaches are on 1 year deals. That's how they get around that. On
Yes.
the rare occasion that there isn't, they might have to buy somebody out.
Yeah. That it's a con it's a contractual thing, you know.
Yeah.
It's just like anybody else, they have to pay them.
Right. All right. I think this might be our last one. Let me double check here. Yeah. Anthony Broadcheck asks us, longtime listener, first time Rumble, current student. Welcome, Anthony. Although I don't particularly care for your picture there.
What is it? Oh.
What do y'all think about the Egg Bowl returning to Jackson? What were those games like in the Vet? They can't return to Jackson because Memorial Stadium is not built to host college football games in the year 2025.
Well, and also,
Nobody's.
I don't want to trade out a home
Right.
game. You know,
And
that makes
so
sense.
to answer your question, I never saw State win there. So I started going to college football games in 81, which is a long time ago. And State won in 82. I wasn't there. They won in 84. I wasn't there. They won in 87. I wasn't there. But I was there in 85 and 88 and 89 and 90. So the visual is cool, of the half and half stadium. I can still close my eyes and see looking across the field at 1,000+ Confederate flags, which is why to this day I despise that flag. I couldn't believe there were Mississippi State fans who were like pro Confederate flag when that thing went down. I was like, did you ever go to an Egg Bowl in Jackson? That'll
Yeah.
cure you that real quick.
That'll turn your opinion.
Yeah, so the visuals are cool, but Memorial Stadium is just not. You can't have an SEC football game
I mean,
there.
have they done anything to that
No,
stadium
no,
in years?
no. I
Like,
mean,
and it's just a bad part of
you
town.
just don't, you can't do it. So.
I went there in 2020 last for the state championships. They had them that one year at 2020 they had it
Yeah.
back. And like the press box is just kind of a disaster up there. Like there's nowhere for anybody to move around. It's just not a good stadium at this point. You know, it was a great place back in the day, because it was able to fit those big fan bases. But you now have SEC caliber stadiums. You don't need that anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I just can't. I don't think State's ever I don't I unless you're playing in one of those preseason, not preseason, but like week one, you're in Atlanta, you're in Dallas kind of games. Nobody's playing neutral site games anymore.
I
The
wouldn't.
Iron Bowl's never going back to Birmingham. Like that. Well, we got 2 weeks from now. Like Georgia Tech is in Mercedes-Benz, but it's a Georgia Tech home game. They screwed themselves. There's going to be, what does that stadium hold? 80,000, 45, 50,000
It's
Georgia
going to be
fans in there.
mostly Georgia people.
Like they just absolutely screwed themselves there. So, oh well. All right. Tomorrow's show, we'll talk a little bit more football. We'll get some. I got a great interview lined up for this for the preview in Missouri. A great interview. Let's just say our queen is going to grace us this week.
And I'm gonna grace her show.
Oh, you're gonna be on with Grace?
Yeah.
All right.
So we're
That's
gonna
great.
We love Thunder and Lightning and Grace Yabara.
One of my favorite guest hosts ever.
Yes.
One time when we were out.
It's really difficult for me to come back onto the show after she's been here.
Yeah, so she'll join us tomorrow.
I miss her.
She's up in St. Louis working TV up there, so she's going to come on and talk about the Missouri Tigers with us, and we'll preview this game a little more in depth. Plus, I guess tomorrow we won't have the first injury report, but maybe we'll get an idea of we can find
Thursday
out.
For Friday, we'll know.
Find out. Well, I want to find out maybe if Shapen practiced on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So see if we can dig into that. All right, talk to you guys tomorrow. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk, Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.